You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. A wonderful question today from Penny. My name is Brad Brown. We've got Devlin Eden with us today. Dev, nice to catch up once again. I love this question because we get it quite often in the forums on the Coach Parry app. And Penny's saying, I'm interested in adding hiking, biking, and yoga to my training plan in addition to my strength and run training. Is this a good idea? And if it is, when should I add these activities? On off days or strength days or run days?
Yeah, so there's always, we've got to be a little cautious around the amount of running, biking, hiking that you are doing over and above the training. And also trying to determine what is the priority. So obviously if you've got big events coming up and the running is going to be your main priority, we need to cut back on some of the extra work. I'm not saying don't do it. I mean, we're a big fan of the cross training. The extra bit of cycling always works well. Usually in a training plan, it's quite easy to drop one of the runs and replace it with a cycle instead, where you are still getting some good training in, but you're not necessarily having that eccentric loading on the legs that you would from running. So it actually works really well. If you are looking at doing the strength training, is almost a non-negotiable. We really do advocate for the strength training. So the strength training needs to be in. My suggestion would be to try and plan the week. One, see how your body is reacting to doing all of that. If you are feeling fatigued, you again need to just be honest with yourself and cut back on some of the, let's call it, extramural activities, and stick to the main priority. But if you're doing strength days and adding a hike in on a strength day, that's really not a train smash. If you are doing an easy run on the same day as a cycle, again, really not the end of the world. You can do that, but you really need to just be honest and be aware of what your body's doing and how your body's handling that sort of, or coping with that sort of training load. And if it means cutting back a little bit, taking an extra rest day here and there, that is vital. The priority, if running is the priority and you've got a race or something coming up that you're working towards, you need to make that the major focus, and everything else it has to complement the running and the strength training.
David, it's actually quite difficult because having that added fatigue, it's not all of a sudden like one week you're feeling great, then the next week you shattered. It's this little sort of extra 5 or 10% every week that you're adding on top of each other every week. And then before you know it, a few weeks down the line, you're in a hole. So as you say, you've got to be honest with yourself. Like, how are you feeling? And if you are feeling slightly tired, it's time to back off before you do get in that hole, breakdown with injury, and then be forced to take off 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, it's exactly that, Brad. And a lot of the common mistake that we see is people think, okay, well, I'd like to still walk at least or go for a hike. But you forget that hiking or a 10K walk or whatever it might be is still seen as a stress on the body. So there is some sort of load to that, and that accumulates with the running and the strength training that's happening. So if you're doing an easy walking your dog around the block in the evening, that's not a train smash. But it's when you're really doing long mileage, you're walking, you're hiking, that has got a stress on the body, and that is going to accumulate, as you mentioned, over weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. Penny, thank you so much for that. Devlin, thanks for your time once again. We look forward to catching up soon.
Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.